PRI, Public Radio International.
Elektra and Der Rosenkavalier, two operatic classics without words by Richard Strauss, with Viennese friends Martin Grubinger, Bruno Hartl, and Manfred Honeck in the American premiere of a percussion concerto. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Jim Cunningham, your host, Mitch Schlag, Schlagobers, whipped cream, and a cherry on top. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The libretto for Der Rosenkavalier by Austrian-born Hugo von Hofmannsthal is one of the masterworks of its type for the lyric stage. It gently looks at the budding young love of Octavian and Sophie and poignantly examines the fading youth of the noblewoman, the Marschallin. The message of Der Rosenkavalier is that life will go on as it always has gone on. People don't die for love in Hofmannsthal's world. They face the inevitable, surrender with what grace they can summon up, and then look around for life's next episode. For Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Manfred Honeck, the music brings joy.
The best melodies of the opera, the presentation of the rose, the silver rose, and the waltz, of course, the opening, and there's a lot what we love with Rosenkavalier so much. It's just a joyful music. Of course, waltzes are definitely an Austrian thing, I would say, and Rosenkavalier is full of that, but I love the colors in this version, and every conductor has his own way of doing it. Even in Vienna, we hear different interpretations, but you can be sure that all the details will connect with the story itself. So, and one of the challenges in this is actually the rubato playing. That means the tempo going forward and back, which Strauss many often has indicated, but things coming out of the word. So like we talk, and the Rosenkavalier is not necessarily German in a way, it's actually Viennese German. So when Strauss wrote the music to the Viennese German, it has his own tone, it is and his own tempo. And therefore, it's a little bit kind of very idiomatic to bring this out. And that's my challenge. I hope I can do it in the music. But it is, if it works, it's just fantastic.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony in the suite from the opera Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, his Opus 59. The Suite from the opera Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with music director Bonfred Honeck conducting. Richard Strauss' Der Rosenkavalier was first heard in Dresden, Germany on the 26th of January, 1911. The premiere took place at the Semper Oper. Ernst von Schuch was the conductor. The suite was first heard in Pittsburgh, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony at the Syria Mosque, with Artur Rudzinski conducting. That was on the 22nd of October, 1948. The music of Der Rosenkavalier, featuring the Austrian Waltz, from the Bavarian composer Richard Strauss. The story by Hugo von Hofmannsthal, dealing with the Marschallin and her interest in Octavian, who is in love with Sophie. As Richard Strauss himself said, the Marschallin had lovers before Octavian, and she will have lovers after him. There's more from Richard Strauss on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Richard Strauss and Hugo von Hofmannsthal, fresh from the success of the opera Salome, collaborated again on an even more challenging story from Greek myth, The Tragedy of Electra. The opera turned out to require the largest orchestra found in the opera pit. Bonfred Honeck decided to create a suite from the orchestral music with the help of Thomas Illa. Why? In part because no one else had done it.
Actually, we have done now three suites of operas, Janáček's Jenofa and Dvořák's Rusalka. Now it's the third suite, and it didn't exist, actually, any suite of opera. We know that Richard Strauss had made Rosenkavalier, there is Frauen im Schatten, Ariadne, Salome, and so on, but not from Elektra. But Elektra is the most orchestral and symphonic opera, might be, of all of them. And I would say also the most 20th century-like opera. So if he would continue in this way, I think he would probably end up in the 12th tone music. It's still fantastic singing elements and very romantic, but very dramatic also.
And is there a bigger opera orchestra for any opera? I can't think of one.
Well, the challenge in this is it's one of the biggest size of the for the orchestra. That might be the reason why there was no version available for a concert. But I thought I wanted to bring this also on a concert podium, that people don't have to go to opera necessarily to hear the music of Elektra. So I brought it down to a normal orchestra. It's still big, but there's not a diminishing of the sound and of that what Richard Strauss brought out in the orchestration. It's phenomenal, dramatic and lively, but also sweet in many places.
Bonfred Honeck, who's about to conduct his own suite from the opera Elektra by Richard Strauss. In Greek mythology, Elektra was the daughter of Agamemnon, king of Mycenae, and leader of the Greek forces in the Trojan War, and Clytemnestra, his queen. Just as Agamemnon was about to set sail for Troy, his soldiers killed a pregnant rabbit, and in retribution, Artemis, the powerful goddess of the hunt, wilderness, and childbirth, demanded that the king sacrifice his daughter, Iphigenia, so that his ships would have favorable winds for the invasion. Here is Bonfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra to conduct his symphonic rhapsody from Elektra by Richard Strauss. The Elektra Symphonic Rhapsody, created by Manfred Honeck and arranged by Tomasz Illa, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck conducting. The first performance of the Rhapsody was in Pittsburgh on the 13th of June 2014 at Heinz Hall. Richard Strauss' opera Elektra was first performed in Dresden on the 25th of January 1909 at the Semperoper. William Steinberg conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony in the first Pittsburgh Symphony performance of the opera on the 20th of September 1968 at the Syria Mosque. Richard Strauss was born in Munich on the 11th of June 1864. He died in 1949 in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Manfred Honeck's collaborator on the Rhapsody, Tomasz Illa, was born in 1971. He's a graduate of the Prague Conservatory and Academy of Music. He's written for concert, film, theater, and educational activities. And he's had several of his compositions and arrangements performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony, as well as recorded for the Reference label. The Pittsburgh Symphony performed the Strauss Elektra Rhapsody on tour in Brussels, Belgium on June 1, 2016 at the Beaux-Arts Center for the Fine Arts. Still to come from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a visit to the engine room, or the kitchen with all of its pots and pans to rattle, Martin Grubinger, percussionist extraordinaire, and the Bruno Hartl Percussion Concerto. Maria Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, assistant conductors Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air from the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org, with archived concerts available on demand for streaming 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you're right. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the soloists, and there's a Pittsburgh Symphony history with a biography of Manfred Honeck. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. This program is made possible with support from Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation, and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is distributed by PRI, Public Radio International.